You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Meta Platforms Inc., Apple Inc., Alphabet Inc., and other companies that offer digital wallets and payment apps would fall under U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau supervision under a newly proposed rule aimed at treating non-banks more like traditional counterparts. Companies handling more than 5 million transactions per year would be regulated like banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions already under the CFPB supervision, the agency said in a statement Tuesday. CFPB examiners would be able to monitor payment apps for compliance with federal money transfer laws as well as for unfair, deceptive, or abusive conduct should the rule be finalized. Meanwhile, under the revamped Rs. 1.4 trillion BharatNet project, the government is expected to use high-speed satellite connectivity technology as well as fixed wireless access to connect rural areas along with fiber connectivity. The current plan is to connect 10% of the gram panchayats in remote and mountainous regions where optical fiber cable deployment is going to be difficult, officials aware of the matter said. The same, once approved, will pave the way for companies like Jio, Starlink and OneWeb to collaborate with the government. There are possibilities that BSNL might also tie up with satellite communication SATCOM players to provide satellite broadband connectivity as well. The option for satellite connectivity under BharatNet will be considered by the government depending on requirements and cost effectiveness, officials said. Over to industry. After a gap of 7 quarters, Cognizant raced ahead of Capgemini in terms of number of employees during the September quarter. The reason for the same is that Cognizant's attrition rate during the period at 16.2% was lesser than Capgemini's 18.6%. Last year, Cognizant's attrition rate was 30-31%, whereas Capgemini's was around 27-28%. Cognizant used to have a larger headcount than Capgemini before the March quarter of FY22. In the March quarter of FY22, Capgemini reported a marginally higher number of employees at 3,40,700 vis-a-vis Cognizant's 3,40,000. Capgemini's offshore headcount dropped by 14,600 in the last 1 year, and its onshore headcount dropped by 1,100 in the same period. Cognizant's headcount, on the other hand, dropped by just 2,800 year-on-year. In some more industrial news, Reliance Capital this week reported a consolidated net loss of Rs. 239 crore for the quarter ended September 30, 2023-24. It had posted a net profit of Rs. 215 crore for the year-ago period. Total income rose to Rs. 6,393 crore in the second quarter from Rs. 5,796 crore in the year-ago period, Reliance Capital said in a regulatory filing. Total expenses increased to Rs. 6,679 crore as compared to Rs. 5,756 crore in the same quarter a year ago. On a standalone basis, the company's loss widened to Rs. 442 crore from Rs. 26 crore a year ago. The company has been under insolvency proceedings since November 29, 2021. Moving on, Adani Group is to make an initial investment of $750 million to set up a 500 megawatt wind farm in Sri Lanka and export power to India. The farm would be set up by Adani Green Energy, while another group company, Adani Ports and SEZ, is looking to build strategic port infrastructure in nearby countries. Karan Adani, CEO of APSEZ, said, quote, "We have put in a proposal for renewable energy as the northern part of Sri Lanka is blessed with strong wind resources, under which we intend to build a 500 megawatts wind farm in the first phase. The larger plan is to export renewable energy from Sri Lanka into India by putting up a cross-country transmission line," unquote. Next up, some good news for flyers. Tata AIG General Insurance Company Limited today said it will offer travel insurance to Air India for both of its domestic and international travelers. The objective is to enhance Air India passengers' journeys, thereby allowing them to enjoy their travels, the insurer said. The insurer further said that customers can seamlessly purchase travel insurance while booking their flights through Air India's various booking platforms. Further, the passengers of Air India can buy comprehensive travel insurance coverage while booking their flight tickets. Insurance covers are designed to provide comprehensive coverage to passengers traveling to domestic as well as international destinations. Lastly, on to banking. Public sector banks will continue lateral hirings from the private sector at senior levels directly from the private sector, said bankers, and most believe that this was more of a one-off incident. This comes in the backdrop of the recent Bob Bolt controversy, wherein Bank of Baroda has claimed that it had terminated the services of its chief digital officer Akhil Handa, a private sector hire, after the Reserve Bank of India barred it from onboarding new customers on its app. Handa, credited with building the flagship Bob World app, said that that he had resigned earlier in August. Some also believe that while Honda built the mobile application, operating it was not under his direct control. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.